I don't like your energy. As if I form it. Me no comic. Bad vibes, I don't want it. I don't want it. Stay away from it.
Away from me, yeah. Away from me, yeah. Away from me, yeah.
I don't like your energy.
I don't like energy.
As if I form it. Me no comic. Bad vibes, I don't want it. I don't want it. Stay away from it.
Away from me.
I live fast, sorry,
sorry.
The only, no toxic. You don't need to talk, do it, just do it. I want more, she want less of this nonsense. Asking me to act right, asking me to act right, yeah. Do it, just do it. Angela, come señorita. I wanna be the one, let me show you some. I just wanna feel something real. I just wanna feel something real, something real, something real.
What's up, everybody? This was Sonic by the one and only Karike. As I told you last week, the very special guest is in the motherfucking building, a nigga from Montreal North, like myself, representing. Karike, introduce yourself.
Welcome, everybody, to the show. My name is Karike. I'm an artist. I'm a graphic designer, creative, born and raised in Montreal. Big friend of Chris. I'm super happy to him having me there. So that's it, pretty much. Thank you, everyone.
Yes, yes. So first of all, before I get into this, I just want to point out to the weekend that I've had, because, you know, Karike, every time I start the show, I tell people about the weekend, right?
Yeah.
I have to let people know what's up in the city, what's going on and everything.
Yes, for sure, for sure.
So as I told you girls, first of all, my girl Monib is in New York, so send big loves to Monib. I think she had her gig either yesterday or tonight, so send love to her. Go over to SoundCloud, you know, the mixes are there. I had an amazing time. It was my birthday weekend also. Shout out to everybody that showed up to my birthday weekend. Your bitch is 24.
Oh, happy birthday, Chris.
Thank you, baby. You know, I have to stop lying about my age. I used to tell people I'm 31. Can you believe me?
But how old are you? How old are you?
I'm 24 now.
24? That's nice. Okay.
24 years of living. What about you?
Me, I'm 25. I turned 25 on October 5th.
That makes you a Scorpio.
No, I'm a Libra.
Libra, what exactly. I'm saying. Libra.
Yeah, I'm a Libra.
Can't. Okay, we love Libra. That's cute. So today's going to be a very chill episode. We're definitely going to get into the music. First of all, Sonic. Tell us about Sonic. That was the song that I just played everybody. So yeah.
Yeah. Sonic is my latest single. Mm-hmm. It's out everywhere on Spotify, Apple Music, every streaming platform, even on SoundCloud.
Mm-hmm.
So Sonic, it's really like my first single of the year, actually. Like I haven't been dropping music since my last birthday, okay. Which is the last October. Yeah. So Sonic is really my introduction from this year. Where you can hear in the sound, it's super heavy bass, super amapiano vibe. This is really what I'm working on this year, on really this type of music, really trying to, really, I'm getting closer really to my roots and the Afro scene and the Afro music. So this is what I was trying to come up with. And really, this song is really like an introduction for my upcoming release and all the stuff that I'm working on. So this pretty much it. Like Sonic is just this introduction to this Afro world that I'm trying to make people understand and get with me and vibe with me.
No, 100%. And I love that, because you as an artist, one thing that I've witnessed and realized when I was doing my little digging and your work and just, you know, witnessing what you've been doing, is that you have a strong, because we're both Haitians.
Yes.
So you have a strong tie to your background and your heritage that you often bring into the music. And that's something that I find to be so important, because you don't see it often with people our generation, because they seem to be disconnected often, because, you know, you grew up here, you were born here, whatever, and some of us don't speak the language, some of us never thought of learning how to speak the language, never thought of learning about the music history, the culture back then. So I want to give you a shout out for that, because you'll be putting the girls on our culture. But where does this come from? Because you were born and raised in Montreal North.
Exactly, born and raised in Montreal. the fact that I got so close to my culture is really because of, I think, my mom, because she always used to talk to me in Creole. And, like, even though she speaks French, but at home she used to always talk to us in Creole and always playing those songs. She always used to play Haitian music, so I know everything about the music, even in the early ages and even music right now. She really kept me in touch with, like, the whole music, man. I was also going to church, so just, like, there was a lot of singing when I was growing up, like hearing my mom sing and stuff like that. She was playing a lot of music, talking to me in Creole. So I felt like during that age, I was not super into it. But as I get, as I grew older, I don't know why I felt like coming back to that. I kept playing the whole song that she was playing and stuff like that. I don't know why, but it really connected with me. Like, I don't know, at this point of age. So I think it's because of my mom that, like, recently, right now, I'm really super, super deep with my roots and stuff like that. So shout out to her, man.
I love that. No, that's cunt. And we always see often you get, when it comes to culture being passed down, it's always with the mother. For some reason, mom seems to be the one passing us the culture and everything. It's been like that for, you know, thousands of years even.
Yeah.
But it's good. And growing up in Montreal North, because I've always said personally, me having been somebody that has been, I wasn't born here, right? I was born in Haiti.
Okay.
But I was raised all my life in Montreal North. Mm-hmm. And I've always said me being raised in Montreal North makes me the bitch I am today. I wouldn't be on the radio if I wasn't a Montreal North girl, you know?
Yes.
It gives you some type of
confidence. And
confidence, exactly. That's so fucking true, because I've always said, you can definitely see when you talk to somebody from Montreal, if they're from, let's say, Ville Saint-Laurent, if they're from Westmount, if they're from NDG, whatever, it's not the same vibe. Like, when somebody from Montreal North walks into a room, they will not necessarily let you know that they're from Montreal North, but you'll get it. Because the energy is just, you know, it's the bitch of the hour. It's the nigga of the situation. There's just nothing. It's just something, like you said, confidence.
Yes, confidence and also strength. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I feel like people in Montreal North, I feel like, I'm not going to say people in Montreal, but everybody's going through stuff. And when you're from the specific area, which is like the everyday life, sometimes it's just not nice. And sometimes you have so many frustration that, like, sometimes you need to express it somehow. Some people, like me, it's by music. Some other people, they do it in violence, which is not so good. Sometimes it's people, the way they're, like, they expressing themselves or whatever. But I feel like when people are going through stuff, they have to find a way to express themselves and just let the anger or, like, this frustration go out. So,
of course. And were you always able to create, like, even back in Montreal North, or did you have to leave? And
I had to leave because when I was really starting being creative, I was living in Montreal North, but I was always going downtown and the plateau just to meet up with the cool kids and stuff like that. But Montreal North was just a perspective, just my point of view of things. And yeah, man, I feel like I haven't created that much in Montreal North, but that was my sort of inspiration in a way.
Yeah, no, I get that, because one thing, it's pretty sad, but like you said, it's not always a nice way of living, right? There's not always happy endings and just beautiful things. Not everybody gets to get that when you're from those neighborhoods.
Yeah.
But one thing that saddens me is that often the most creative ones of us, we almost, it's like we're being driven out of the city, almost. Not driven out, but we make our own decisions. Nobody's forcing us to leave the hood. Nobody's forcing us to leave those neighborhoods.
Yeah.
But we have to make those decisions for ourselves, because like you said, creativity, sometimes just have, you just gotta go out. You just gotta go out and explore and really find your own identity.
Yes, for sure. Like, this is something that, like, I remember when I was in Montreal North. Like, I was in college and stuff. I was just going downtown by myself just to take a look at things, and because where I was growing, like, there was not so many things to do, or like, no, so many places to just chill or look at art or whatever. If I want to go take a walk, there's only the block. I'm not going to take a walk on the block. Like, I wanna, you know, I'm like, I'd rather just go on the plateau or like whatever old park, take a walk on right next to water or whatever. So I remember I used to do that by myself. And then after that, I met so many people. Like, that's why right now I know I'm most like every creative in the city, because around those age, I was just going outside by myself and trying to meet people and do creative stuff with people outside of Montreal North. Yeah,
definitely. And when it comes to your, because we definitely are going to get into your visual artistry, your universe musically and stuff, but what would you say when it comes to just you being an artist, who were the people that you were, because we know now that your mom is the one that really puts you in terms of your heritage in terms of music, right?
Yeah.
But outside of that, like, who are the people that you were looking up to and being like, this I could do, this is what I want to do? Like the rappers that you're listening to, the musicians and everything.
Right now, I don't really listen to any artist specifically. Okay. Like the last artist that was like, I was playing Kendrick's album. That was the last thing that I was really playing. But mostly, I really like to listen to Afrobeats, really amapiano songs. And mostly, I just listen to a bunch of different artists just to picking up new vibes and new sounds, because I felt like, I remember as a kid I had like my favorite rappers and all of that, but lately, since I really trying to make this Creole type of music, I don't really have
inspirations to take from.
Exactly, because I feel like the sound that I'm trying to create, everything is new, so it's just a mix of everything.
Definitely.
That I would say, but one of the artists that really inspired me the most as a kid would be like The Weeknd and stuff.
Okay, that's kind of another Canadian artist. That's Kant.
Okay.
We're going to take a tiny little break. It's only been 10 minutes, but I have so much more to come back to the show for you guys. We're going to play another song. This one is from Karike's last album, the last project, Haitian Dracula, that came out in 2020. This song is Speak Lease.
Tant coup siro et puis piquer tant coup piclise. Chérie, moi, pas grand l'église. Chérie, moi, pas grand l'église. Misère m'a passé depuis petit. J'aime pas les gants de homme face. Dans le Canada, il y a tout ton coup siro et puis couler quand tout se spoye. Siro et puis couler quand tout se spoye. Qu'on cause domino, distance sasie. Rami ou rami, like I would pass, yeah. But close to me, no distance size, yeah. Round me, like I would pass, yeah. Make up your mind. Make up your mind. I make all these about the business waiting. They're trying to get on top. I'm with this pretty girl and it's not a quick fuck, yeah. I'm in the streets, yeah, for a quick buck, yeah. And I'm a little fucked up, and I'm a little fucked up, yeah. And I'm a little fucked up, yeah. Yeah, make love tonight, yeah, oh, baby, pom pom pom. I can never disrespect the girl who got my back, guys. Pull up, make a scene, pull up for the bad guys. I'm from a place where we only eat leftovers. Tant coup siro et puis piquer tant coup piclise. Chérie, moi, pas quoi en l'église. Chérie, moi, pas quoi en l'église. Misère m'a passé depuis une petite. Y'aime pas les gants de home face. Dans le Canada, y'a les deux tant coup siro et puis couler quand tout se spoye. Tant coup siro et puis couler quand tout se spoye. Comme cause domino, distance size, yeah. Rami, yeah, like I would pass, yeah. But close to me, no distance size, yeah. Rami. I got way past, yeah. Come on, yeah.
Welcome back. This is the one and only Miss Chris. I have with me Karike. Make some motherfucking noise from your house. I can hear it. I can feel the energy everywhere. Like I always say, tell you guys, you can always call. You can always email. If you have questions for me, if you have questions for our guest tonight, you already know the number, 514-448-4013. If you're being a little bit shy, a little bit telephone shy, can shoot me an email at askmisschris@ckut.ca. So we're back with Karike. This was Speak Lease from Haitian Dracula. Karike, I gotta tell you, this song, when I was doing my little research and getting into your work and everything, this song had me lit. This song had me ready. And honestly, it brings me back, like, it almost gives me almost genre of carnival, like Haitian Port-au-Prince carnival, because I was lucky enough to go to one carnival when I was younger. But it was giving me that vibe. It was just lit, just good vibe, just good energy.
Thank you so much. If you pay also attention to the lyrics, there's so many references to like really popular Haitian songs. So everybody that's really tapped in with the culture that know the music will definitely see those references.
Mm-hmm. And this came on Haitian Dracula, because like I said, I'm big on universes and on universe and visual imagery.
Yeah.
What was the whole path, the journey from Haitian Dracula? Because that was your last big album, like big project, basically.
Yes, Haitian Dracula, I really came out with that project by listening to Burna Boy, African Giant. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I'm trying to do my own thing, but I'm Haitian, you know?
Yeah.
So I was like, I was trying to come up with something and really tap in with my culture, because the Afro scene is so big, but sometimes I feel like people from the Caribbean or from the islands, sometimes they feel like like I don't feel like it's together sometimes music wise, and I felt like I was just trying to mix it up a little bit, so I came up with that title just like that, Haitian Dracula, because I have like some type of dark vibes or whatever people might call it. But I was just trying to mix it up together, and just I came up with that title. I felt like that title was so nice, just saying it like Haitian Dracula, and that's it pretty much. It was just me exploring the Afro scene, really me making my first Afro beats music. It was just me trying stuff out, and at the end it came out pretty good because I did something I never done before, like those songs in English and even in French, that I was really proud of, and that's it pretty much. That was just me introducing myself as a Afro artist.
Because when you started writing songs, what language were you writing them in?
It really depends on the first line that I'm writing. Like if it's in Creole, then I'm gonna start in Creole, and I might switch it up in English and French. But what I like is like to mix it up together. But it's really hard because when you mix in language together, you have to make sure that like the whole song sounds like good and it's
and cohesive.
Exactly. So it was a bit hard at first, but now I feel like I got the hang of it. So it really depends on how I start the song.
No, I feel that because writing in general, it's always, I personally feel, even though I'm a self-proclaimed Francophone, I don't know if French is my first language, I don't know if English is the first language, if Creole is the first language, but all three of them work. But my thing is, I love that because definitely writing in French is way harder. I've always said it.
Yes.
Writing in English is way easier, and the fact that you can, like you said, go back to all three of them, that makes you a true Montreal person, because that's something you see very much only here.
People mixing a bunch of languages together, French and English, English and Creole, French and Creole.
Right.
Exactly.
All of it in the same sentence. No, I love that. And other than that, because now we're going to also talk about just, because you talked about the vibe, the imagery, the kind of like appearance that you have and stuff. And it's something that I really want to point out. I wish you both could be in the studio right now, because Karik is looking cute as usual. But also the piercings.
Yes.
First, I'm a huge piercing fan. Personally, I have like maybe 3, 4, 5 piercings on my body, but I just love it. And let's talk about that, because once again, taking it back to where we grew up, which is Montreal North, people like us, you don't really see them all around like that.
Yeah.
Like, you don't see people standing up in their identity and what they want to be themselves, see themselves as. You don't see it as often.
Yes.
So where did you get like that? Because I know where it came from. You know, I was like, I knew if I was going to be a girl, it wasn't going to be over there.
Yes.
That thing is for sure. But what about you? Like, what pushed you? What really got you to be, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to be me. I'm going to do me. When was it like?
I don't know. Like, I felt like I always felt a bit disconnected with people, not like the world in general.
Yeah.
And me, like the way that I was, I just didn't care at all. Like,
yeah.
I just didn't care at all. And I felt like nobody's actually like, if you're not doing something for me, what would I owe you some, you know? And like, if there's really like a problem about it, you can speak to me about it face to face. But if you want to, like, I don't know, just chat about it or just make some type of group chat and make fun of me. Like, I don't really pay attention or have time to that. And me, like, coming up with these piercings, I don't know, like, the way that I got all of these, it was just a way for me to express myself. Because I feel like I had so many, like, hanger or, like, some things that I had to release. And I don't know, I felt like having, like, a couple of piercings was helping me during that time. And that's it pretty much. But I never really paid that much attention to people. Like, sometimes I'm always wondering, like, okay, what they say about me.
Yeah.
But at the end, I just want to know, but I'm not truly going to care, because I'm always going to move on and just flourish even more and just become a better version of myself every time. Like, nobody's going to stop me from that.
For sure. And like you said, these people talking about, is the way I like to see it, they're obsessed.
In a way.
You know, in a way, they're obsessed. They're fans. Because my thing is, I don't like something, I don't talk about it. And you know, I'll talk about what I like, or I just want to give it attention.
Yes.
But that's just me. You know, we do things differently here. Let's also talk about, I don't know, because what I like about you the most is I've got to maybe witness and talk to other guys from this scene, from your scene also, and everything. But I've yet to meet a man that's just as comfortable as you are.
Yeah.
And that's something that, in a way, it saddens me, because I've always talked about it with Santa, I've talked about it with Mother L, with other people in the community, and I've always said, it's a shame how we're so almost divided, because we don't really be, like, the queer black community doesn't really, it's not really fully, like, working hand in hand with the other black community of Montreal. And that shit fucks me up, because I'm like, and both sides, we could get so much from each other.
Exactly. That's why I'm trying to break and really, like, like, you know, be the bridge, or I don't know, because I feel like we are creative and sometimes we all thinking alike and we all trying to do the same thing. So why not just put all ourselves together and just trying to elevate ourselves? That's something sometimes for me it's hard to understand, but what I can do is just like be there and actually speak out for myself, and whoever wants to join, like it's possible, though I don't know how to say it, but like me personally, I don't know, I just go with energy and frequency, and I feel like if I like your energy and I feel comfortable around you, like might as well keep talking, and I don't know, I'm not so judgmental like that.
Yeah.
So that's what I would say.
No, and like you said, if you're the first one to speak, to like speak up for yourself and just stand up and do it the way you feel like doing it, other people might follow you.
Exactly.
And they'll feel comfortable doing so, yeah.
No, that's it pretty much. So I'm just doing this big step because some people might be shy or don't have the balls that I have to just be there and just to talk and just present yourself and stuff like that. And that's it, man.
Definitely. Let's talk about Looking for the Sad Ones, LFTO. Tell me more about that.
LFTSO, that's...
TSO, sorry.
Yeah, that's my brand that I've been working on for these past few years. Like, I always had the idea of, like, coming up with a brand or just, like, trying to create, like, a community of people that, just creative together. And this is what, like, LFTSO is about. It's just, like, my brand. I'm also a graphic designer, so I'm just trying to push that up with the brand LFTSO. I'm also, every music that I'm releasing, it's under LFTSO. So it's really my universe, my world, a way of thinking. It's like, it's a bit complicated to explain because I feel like as soon as I'm able to put out a bit more content, people will get the idea of what I'm trying to do with that. But mostly, it's like a clothing brand and also like my company, because I'm also doing events and everything that I will do eventually will be under the name of LFTSO. So it's mostly just to back up all my merch and my events planning and also a way of thinking. It's not only just a brand, it's also like a feeling and emotion that I'm trying to get people to understand. And yeah, man, like the feeling is really about like looking out for the next people and really be aware of your surroundings and stuff like that.
No, that's cool. And you mentioned events, because I remember like we talked about before the show, I went to Elysium on November 2021 of last year.
Yes.
The art show at the time of my life. I saw people like really, I remember Nate was there, Nate Bay. I love what Nate was working on and just other things. And the food was good too.
Thank you.
So listen, I was able to get a little plate before dipping out. I had a time of my life. I enjoyed myself.
Thank you.
But are we supposed to be expecting more events such as Elysium and stuff in the near future?
Yes, I'm actually working on something for the summer, but I'm really busy with the brand that I'm trying to come up with, LFTSO, so I can really do a proper introduction. But eventually, I'd like to do another one, another events where I can just collaborate with other artists, like painters or whatever artists, and just like having another good moment and stuff like that. I'm really trying to incorporate a lot of people into my events, trying to give opportunities to other people so they can talk or play the music, whatever you want to do. I'm looking for people to get on board, but it's pretty early to talk about everything, but I'm for sure looking forward to make another one during the summer.
Okay, nice. And when it comes to anything LFTSO related, they can DM you and reach out on Instagram, or like you have a personal email for that?
Exactly. Everything is on my Instagram. Perfect. Everything is like linked up.
Okay, we're good. Let me have a sip of this bubbly. You guys know I like to tell you what I'm drinking every day. Today we're drinking pineapple bubbly. The person that keeps on bringing those cans, you need to tell me your name, because every week I'm introducing you without a name. Nathan, they're going to think I'm lying. So anyways, pineapple bubbly. Thank you. Let me have a sip. Bubby's gonna have to run me a check, because the way I'm introducing them every week,
free promotion.
Listen, I'm that nice. So back to the music. So do you produce also?
Not really. I try to produce a couple songs, like I remember I was like finding myself on FL Studio and just working hard. I was able to make, I have a couple songs that I also produce for myself, but I feel like producing takes a lot of time, and during those years the past 2 years I really focus on my graphics, like I said, graphic design. Like I'm making my own t-shirts.
Yeah.
Everything that you see, I'm making my own cover arts for my songs. So every cover art that you'll see eventually, it's me making them. So that's what I've been really working on, because producing takes a lot of time to learn, and graphics also takes a lot of time to learn. Sure, so I have to just pick one because I feel like I'm trying to do so much at the same time sometimes that like sometimes I feel like I'm losing myself.
No, for sure, because so, you don't have like a whole industry and pushing you and rolling behind you.
Exactly, it's just me doing the stuff that I do with like, you know, the money that I get. So something is really hard. I don't have so much resources, but I'm still finding a way to make things happen.
Yeah. That's but, for sure.
Yeah, sometimes to not get caught up with the work, sometimes while doing too much, you can get caught up. And sometimes you could be really stressful, but at the end of the day, there's always a way to manage everything.
And when it comes to managing everything, because like you said, and I fully understand and agree with you, because I'm also a freelance artist. When it comes to creating, right?
Yes. Because
with all the stress going around and everything, how do you just come up with stuff? Because sometimes I personally feel you have so much in your head, so much on your back, so much thinking of it. I'm like,
yeah,
I don't even know what I'm going to do for these people. You know, I'm just focusing on one project. And I'm like, well, the next week they'll get what they're getting because I don't know what I'm doing for this week currently. Yeah. But how do you just manage everything and the stress and just doing everything yourself almost?
I mean, I feel like by talking to people because I feel like... I remember, man, when I used to really go through some things, I used to try to keep everything for myself. But I've learned that, like, it's really not easy. And then at the end of the day, it just makes the situation worse. So I felt like by just talking to my friends and really being open and, like, not shy to actually show a certain side of myself, I feel like that's what actually helped me in understanding myself a bit better. And also so people can tell that, like, I'm actually reaching out and I'm looking for help. So I was seeing friends just being a bit more aware and a bit more ready to listen to what I have to say and stuff like that. So I feel like for me, what really helped me was really having people to talk to.
Yeah, no, definitely. And it's something often I've always said, you, because CKUT is a community radio, right? Everybody knows it's a McGill-based basically radio, mostly queer. We like to put the alternative and underground people on, and it wouldn't be the case without a sense of community.
Yes.
And I cannot stress enough for the listeners, people at home, when it comes to your community, you get to choose the people surrounding yourself.
Exactly.
Stop aligning yourself with people that you would ally yourself simply on the base of, well, we're both black, or we're both from here, or we're both this, or, you know. Yeah. You're starting to build relationships on struggles. It'll never last.
It will never last.
It'll never last. You have to pick people that you can trust, and that you can see yourself in and see yourself grow with.
Mm-hmm. That's really important.
You know, I fully agree with that. My God, this army. Okay, 27 minutes. We already got a question. This question is not necessarily for you, Karike, but somebody wants to know how my... Okay, let me read it, actually. So Eunice is saying, hey, Miss Chris, I can't speak because I just got a wisdom tooth removed. Shit.
It's well, okay, exactly.
It's okay, baby. You'll get better. I'll pray for you. Get well soon. So the question is, loving this show today. I'm Haitian, too, and I'm feeling the whole conversation and the music. Shout out to your guest.
Yeah, shout out.
They seem to be liking the music. I like that.
Yeah.
Also, because it was your birthday, I ask you, what do we wish you for this next year? Much love, Eunice. Well, that's a good question, Eunice, and I like that. Let me manifest on air. Let me bring the mic closer. The one thing I would like for the new year, for my new year, is... Usually, I always wish for happiness, because I believe that I'm a hedonistic. I live my life l'hedonisme féminin, which means I pursue happiness.
Yes.
One thing about me, I will not be miserable. I will not be unhappy. If miserable is behind the door, I'm taking the other one. So, one thing I'm wishing other than happiness is definitely opportunities, because I'm super grateful that I get to have Ask Miss Chris. And I just want to point out, thank you for everyone, because this is the 10th episode. I have to admit, I'm going to be taking a break soon-ish, but not too long, not too soon. I'll be back anyways. But yeah, opportunities. I'm getting so many much opportunities left and right and everything. Opportunities to bring other people on air. And my projects and everything. So just keep on sending me opportunities. You know, your girl likes to work. Your girl likes money. And I also love artists. And I also love art. And I love everything. I love life. I'm high on life. Yes. So keep on bringing me opportunities. We like it. So thank you, Eunice, for the question. Everybody else that has a question, you already know. The number's on my Instagram, and so is the email. So Karike, back to you. So we talked about the mental health and everything, which I'm very glad that you brought up, because it's something that I even forgot bringing up. And when it comes to writing your lyrics, would you feel like your emotions come and through your music, or you try to keep that part of your life outside?
No. Well, I mean, do you mean like if my music is a reflection of my emotion?
Yeah, like not all of it, but some of your songs definitely.
Yeah. All of my songs are big reflection of my feelings, because I feel like I'm a very emotional people. And
Libra.
Yeah, super emotional. But the way that I express myself it's actually through those songs, like, you know, and especially when I'm speaking in Creole, I feel like you can really hear the pain or feel like what I'm trying to say, the love or everything.
It's a poetic language.
Exactly. So this is really how I express myself, really, with my music. I feel like this is what is helping me to get people understanding me, understanding my world. So really, the music is really the key of me expressing myself.
Okay, I like that. A lot of artists feel the same. I know personally for me, when it comes to, because I'm not a musician, I'm a performance artist, right? And when I do a performance, I usually start by writing the performance and the whole speech and the whole theme and scenario and everything based on, first of all, where I'm going to be performing. I'm not going to write the same performance if I'm performing in a club or if it's a theater.
Yes.
But definitely, I try to bring my personal emotions and everything, but sometimes it just feels like you have to put on an image almost, you know?
Yes.
Like we talked about visual artistry, you have to, personally for me, I feel like sometimes there's so much that comes with this whole Haitian blonde bombshell kind of thing that I have going on. And I kind of put my own emotions and my own well-being almost on the side sometimes for my work.
Okay.
And I'm learning through you, I'm learning through other people to really be true to yourself. I had a talk with my friend yesterday, Ahmad, and he was saying at some point you're going to be happy for yourself. You can't happy. You can only be happy for your work.
No, facts.
You know, and that's something that resonated with me. And I'm loving to hear this as a similar way of feeling when it comes to your music.
Thank you.
Because I love that you write your own stuff. Because truth be told, a lot of people say that they write their own stuff and you find out later on they don't.
Yeah, they don't.
But they don't.
I don't feel like it's a big of a deal if you don't write your own song, depending on what the song is about. Depending on what the song is about.
For sure.
But other than that, everything's cool.
I like that. And I see that also, and on Haitian Dracula, you had some features. You had Lou Phelps, I think the name was. Yeah, Lou Phelps, Marvin Caleb. Like, who are these guys, and how did you get in contact with them? And like,
Marvin Caleb is a big friend of mine. He's also a good artist from Montreal.
Nice.
I just met him. I don't know. I think I reached out to him first, and that's how we really started being friends. Like, I saw him. He was really making good Afro music, and so good that I was like, I'm trying to get on some shit like that, because I was not really making Afro beats. So that's how I reached out to him, and we made that song together. I shot the video myself of him and us. I shot the video, and then from that collaboration, that's how we became friends, and looking forward to have him in more songs and stuff like that. And Lou Phelps, it's just a, I can't remember how I met him, but it's just a good friend of mine, somebody that I always wanted to make music with. And when I came up with Haitian Dracula, he's also Haitian, so he was super down to be on the project as a Haitian fellow. So that's it, pretty much. I went over to his crib and we talking about this and that. And after that, we made that song, and I was so happy for that, to have him on the project because he's a really busy man, and just him finding the time to be in and my project, I really appreciated that.
No, I like that. And I love that you'll be putting, sorry, everybody. I like that you'll be putting on other Haitian artists on the,
no,
on
no,
the front
and
stuff.
Yeah, for sure. Like, even with my upcoming project and song, I'm really trying to involve more Haitian people and more Haitian creative into my music, because I feel like it's a good reflection, but also because we are talented. Like,
yes.
And also in Montreal, there's so many of us that's doing amazing things. So I'm just trying to be closer to my culture and just trying to put out some work that I can represent, like, you know, my nation some type of way.
Yeah, for sure. Because especially in Montreal, we Haitians are such a huge part of the city's history.
Yes, yes.
But, you know, and for some reason, whenever one of us makes it and the quote-unquote very local Quebec media and stuff, they seem to really overlook the Haitian aspect.
Yeah, yeah. They act like they don't know where they came from. They act like they don't, they don't know the skin tone or whatever.
All of a sudden, you're a Quebecois. You're a Quebecois souche all of a sudden.
But I feel like eventually, if we keep doing stuff like that, like having this show and having, like, you know, collaboration between between us people, I feel like it's going to change eventually, because I feel like now it's a new generation that's going to take over. So hopefully we'll see that change in a couple of years.
For sure. That's one of my dreams also. I think I should have answered that actually when Eunice asked me, well, that's not a wish for the next year, but that's a wish I've had for the rest of my life. I'm wishing for that. I want to say, and that's something I'm telling you guys that are listening, and not only the Haitians, just the Montreal girls, Montreal people, they're like POCs especially, right? Stand up and really represent yourself in your city. Don't be ashamed. You don't have to run to Toronto. What's going on all the way in Toronto? I want to know. Y'all be running to Toronto, running to New York. There's some good shit happening right here.
Yes.
The artists are all around you. like we talked about, we gotta make a sense of community, we gotta uplift each other. And I know it might sound like I'm contradicting myself, because I just said, don't be linking up with people because they're black, don't be linking up with people because we're both Haitian. But there's a difference between uplifting your own and simply building relationships based on the basis of a shared identity, because that'll get you fucked up.
True.
You know? So we're going to go on a little break. I just love playing, just love this little ad break thing, because I get to play the songs that I like. And I think the next one I'm going to go for is Montreal, talking about Montreal artists.
Yes.
Avec Emily, tout a commencé parce que je la voulais dans mon lit. Je l'aime encore et je te jure sur ma vie. Toi et moi, yeah, je croyais c'était pour la vie. Je te présente, yeah, mes excuses, yeah, devant tous tes amis. Je t'ai foutu la honte, donc je comprends que tu veux rien qu'on compte. Toutes ces salons, je les démontre. Je n'ai pas dit qu'à toi, baby, viens que je te montre. Yeah. Je suis tombé en amour avec la plus belle fille de Montréal. Mais je l'ai laissé partir avec un autre, d'autres, je trouve que mon calme. Pour la revoir, je serai prêt à vendre mon âme. J'ai promis de la laisser tranquille. Elle m'a bloqué de partout, elle ne veut plus me parler. Mais j'en veux encore, oui j'en veux encore, oui j'en veux encore. Ramène-moi ton corps, ramène-moi tes lèvres. J'ai beaucoup de charme, mais ça l'énerve. Les mensonges, elle déteste. Sa maman ne sait pas que je suis là, donc je pense par la fenêtre. Maintenant que tu n'es pas là, je pense qu'elle disparaît. Toi et moi, je crois que c'était pour la vie. Elle est partie avec lui. Je suis tombé en amour avec Emily. Tout a commencé parce que je la voulais dans mon lit. Je l'aime encore et je te jure sur ma vie. Toi et moi, je crois que c'était pour la vie. Je suis tombé en amour avec la plus belle fille de Montréal. Together, yeah, together, yeah, together.
And we are back after another break. There's only 20 minutes left, so you already know. If you want to ask something to Karike, you know I run a respectable show. There's certain things I won't ask. You can. I might not ask, but keep it cute. All right, back to the show. I'm putting you on hot water. You know the people want to know. They want to know everything.
Yes.
So let's talk about, because we talked about LFTSO, and you mentioned the merch, the t-shirts, and that you're a graphic designer.
Yes.
Let's, because we skimmed a bit on the graphic design. Tell me more about your graphic design. Like, how did it all start? Because you went to, tell me.
Yes. The way that I started this graphic design stuff, it's during the pandemic. I was really bored, and I was really trying to find something to do. So I don't know, man. I just really started doing that during the whole pandemic. And after a year or two, I found myself having some skills. And recently, I've been working on these, on the merch of LFTSO, just a couple t-shirts. I design everything from the t-shirts, labels, and everything, packaging. Everything is done by me.
Nice.
And I'm looking forward to that in these next few months, to just be able to launch the website, because it's going to come really properly. I'm really somebody that's perfectionist. That's why it's taking kind of quite a time, but I know it's going to be worth it, because really good quality of work. And even the website is going to be top-notch. Everything's going to be super nice. So, yeah, I came up with these t-shirts working after my event. That's when I really, like, the first event, Elysium, that's when I realized that, like, at my next event or party, I want people to be able to wear some t-shirts of mine, or, you know, really get the people, really support the movement and stuff. So I really came up with these that I'm looking forward to drop in June, also with the website. So that's it, pretty much. People will be able to see everything, because I'm going to promote it, like, pretty quite often.
Yeah.
And people will have a chance to get a t-shirts and to support whatever.
Okay, nice. And when it comes to graphic design, because you do all of your design whatsoever, it's all of you. Do you do also stuff for other people sometimes? Like, have we seen your work on other people's stuff?
I try to help my friends out from time to time. Like, I remember I was doing, like, a couple stuff for a friend here and there. Mm-hmm. But I'm mostly focusing on my own stuff, because I feel like nobody really knows that I have those skills, because I haven't put out the work out yet, so people can actually see, like, a catalog or really, like, a page, so people can see my work. But I'm looking forward to that, to just update everything so I can eventually, like, do some posters or whatever for other people, because I'm able to do that, like, you know, event posters, anything, flyers, anything, t-shirts, I can do everything. So I'm looking forward to just put the work out so people can see what I'm able to do.
That's lit. And anybody listening, you already know, if you got something, if Kirk is not too busy, of course, because, like you said, he has some stuff for you guys coming very soon. But that's good to know for me also, because I'm struggling every damn week trying to come up with a damn flyer for the show. People don't know how much work I be putting on. But now that I know who I can reach, that's good to know. That's good to know.
You know?
And now I'm looking at the time. We have 15 minutes. Let's talk about what are your... Because one thing, you know, you talked about what you've been doing, how it led you to where you are now, what you're currently working on, and what you'd like to. But if there's one thing that you haven't touched on when it comes to work, this one project that you've always wanted to do without giving us too many details, is there something that, like, you're just waiting on being able to do soon?
I mean,
like something crazy, like just another venture. Because I know you might see me on the big screen one day.
Definitely. I like to do that too. Like acting and stuff like that. That's something. I have crazy ideas, but I feel like you really have, I don't know, I feel like acting, like you really have to control your emotion, because you have to express so many things and really put yourself into some type of character. I feel like this will be a challenge for me, but there's plenty of stuff that I'm trying to do. Like, I'm really trying to learn how to play certain instruments. I really love to do that. I really love to get back on tattooing. That's something that I really love. I was starting doing a bit of tattooing while doing the graphic design, but I started, I wanted to focus on the design mostly before tattooing, but that's something that I'm really trying to get back on, like tattooing, and really find a way to play some type of instruments eventually.
And when you tattoo, what kind of, like, stick and poke, or actually with the, I don't know the term, like a needle or something?
I have all the cold machine, I have a gun also, like tattoo, I have all the equipment, so I just need the time, because it takes a lot of time to learn and practice and stuff like that. You need to practice your drawing and stuff like that, so it takes a lot of work before being able to tattoo properly on people, because some people don't care, they can just fuck you up, they don't care, but me, I'm really a perfectionist, so I want to be able to come up with something nice on people.
No, I appreciate that for sure, for sure. And that's also good to know, because I've been looking to get a tattoo for so long. I've been lazy, honestly. The opportunity has shown itself, but I get lazy, I'll be lazy. But that's good to know. If you ever have time, I'll hit you up for sure.
Thank you.
Count. So people have, I see that people aren't calling as much today. What's going on? Is everybody with a wisdom tooth removed? What's happening? I know Eunice is suffering and they're bad, but you can hit up my line. But I'm playing with you. You can also send an email or whatever. We have 15 minutes left. I'm really tempted on playing so many other songs. Because one thing about, because like you said, you've been doing this, right?
Yeah.
And when I did my research, because I only knew you from us meeting a few times and everything, and from social media, seeing each other's work and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I had no idea you've been doing this for so long.
Yes, yes. That's something that I'm really trying to work on, just to get my music and my work more out there, because I'm having, like, you know, like, you should have been listening to all of my music, but sometimes I feel like it's really hard to get the work out there, or you really have to be consistent. And sometimes I just get all over my head, and sometimes, you know, just insecurities. But I just need to keep pushing the work so people can see it, because I know they will like it. Like, if you pay the time to actually listen to all my songs, you'll definitely find one song that you will like and play more often. But that's it, pretty much. I just need to find a way to put myself more out there so people can actually see what type of work that I'm doing in any type of field.
Because what I like about your work is, even though, like you said, there's always a song that somebody's going to like. There's always something someone's going to like.
Yeah.
And what I like the most is, through listening to your different projects and different singles and EP and album, is that even though they don't, like, there's almost a signature sound, almost like a signature, you know this is a Karike song, but the songs aren't necessarily similar to each other.
Yes.
Like, I mentioned earlier, we didn't play it yet, but the I Need Somebody from the new Galaxy EP.
Yes.
That song, I was scotched. I remember listening, because I was in the shower and stuff, just playing the songs and stuff, going through the EP. And I was like, wait, where am I being taken? Because one thing that I love is when you bring a visual, just a universe. You cannot emphasize the word universe, artists all around. You simply just can't be putting a sound, a song, and that's it. You really got to bring people and your art
exactly inside your universe and your world. And this is what this whole project is about. The next galaxy is just me taking people to another galaxy, which is mine, you know, my own galaxy, my own universe. And I Need Somebody was just a song about me trying to find myself in a way. But I realized after the year, I don't need nobody. I just need myself. And
true. And honestly.
Yeah, I don't need nobody. I just need myself. And, you know, during those years, I felt like I had to learn that. But, yeah, man, like, this project was really a big work of, like, it was really something really meaningful to me till this day.
Was it your first one?
Yeah, it was my first project.
Nice.
Until this day, it's so very nice. So I'm really happy that you keep playing the songs.
Of like, course. There's another one I'd like to play, actually, and it's called Vast Emptiness. Do you let me play it?
Yes, for sure.
Because people got to listen to it. I wrote it down as the next one. Let's go.
Yeah, my heart is so empty. Yeah, my cup is so empty. Fill my cup, it's so empty. Fuck that bitch, that woman stole. And my heart is so empty. Yeah, my cup is so empty. Fuck that bitch, that woman stole. No, and I became so high. My lifestyle, baby, never been so high. I love you all to the moon. That bitch, you can only do. Fuck that bitch, that woman stole. Yeah, my heart is so empty. Yeah, my cup is so empty. Fill my cup, it's so empty. Bitch, that woman's gone. And I'm hard, it's so empty. Yeah, my car, bitch, so empty. Fuck that bitch, that woman's stone. And I became so wild. My lifestyle, baby, never been so wild. I love you all to the moon. That bitch, you got lonely too. Let's roll, baby, tonight, yeah. Passing up a wine, yeah. Cause you got lonely too. Do you want me to? I love you all to the moon. And you know, baby, man, you. I wanna be your lover, I don't wanna be your friend. If you wanna be my lover, I want you to be my man, yeah. So the black but never been so fly, yeah. Shout out all my niggas in the D one time,
yeah. Yeah, my heart is so empty, yeah, my cup is so empty. Fill my cup, it's so empty. Fuck that bitch, that woman's dumb. Yeah, my heart is so empty,
became so wild. My lifestyle, baby, never been so wild. I love you up to the moon. A bitch, you girl only two. Yeah, my heart is so empty. Yeah, my cup is so empty. Fill my cup, it's so empty. Fuck that bitch, that woman's gone. And my heart is so empty. Yeah, my cup is so empty. Bitch, they want me stuck. And I became so wild. My lifestyle, baby, never been so wild. I love you up to the moon. A bitch, you get only two.
Tanks now pressurized. 35 seconds and counting. We are still go. 30 seconds and counting. Astronauts report it feels good. T-minus 25 seconds. 20 seconds and counting. T-minus 15 seconds. Guidance is internal. 12, 11, 10, 9. Ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now, you already know I'm extra, so when I heard this song on the EP, I had to play it. I told you when we walked into Studio Karike, this one song, because it really caught me off guard. You don't see it as often. Like, it's almost a mini movie, like an audio movie almost.
Yes.
But enough about your visual artistry and whatnot. This was an amazing episode. And first of all, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you so much for having me there.
No, for sure, because me and Sana were talking about it because, you know, Sana is my bitch. She's my good sis. We go years in the past. And she was telling me, I only realize now, you're actually the first man, technically, that I have on the show.
Oh.
This show has been a woman focus. This show has been a feminist. Only girls, girls, girls. But I'm glad. And I told you, I had been working on a topic when it comes to black identity, especially for AMAPs.
Thank you.
Because we do not get to be ourselves at a very young age. We do not get to explore and just set up our identities the way we see fit. And I felt like you were the perfect one to bring up on the show because, like we talked about earlier, you just don't care.
Yeah.
Karike will do what Karike wants to do, and that's it. And that's something that I feel like a lot of people that are listening, I know a lot of you would love to just be out here, be yourself. And to this, I say you can. And to that, I say you should.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have one life to live. Now, enough of this sermon. Vianno, this was an amazing. We're currently sweating. I don't know if you guys could hear it in my voice. I am out of breath. And I used to be a swimmer, so that takes me a lot to be out of breath. We're sweating. It's never too late to also call us. I know you guys are shy. I know. But you can also send me an email. There's going to be more episodes coming next. Oh, one thing I do have to tell you guys before I end the show, because there's like maybe 4 minutes left. Yes, so going back on the break, we will definitely be going on a little hiatus. Like I said, nothing too short, nothing too long, nothing too quick. I'll be back as soon as you can blink. But my thing is, in the meantime, every artist, every musician, every teacher, every producer, everything that you be doing, send it to Ask Miss Chris. You already know I like to talk. I'll talk about it. And you can come on the show, talk about it with me. You can bring somebody that you want to talk about. You know, I wanted to do a Mother's Day episode at Karike. I don't know if you know, but I was going to do a Mother's Day episode.
Oh.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I didn't know.
I was about to have everybody's mama in the studio. Tell me how you raise your children. But it'll be coming soon. You know, mothers, be shy. They don't necessarily want to put their whole business on the radio. But one of my friend's mom, who's Haitian, and the child is queer also, so she agreed to have a little talk with me. I don't know if she'll be coming on the studio, because once again, one thing about Haitian moms, they don't like everybody in their business. Let alone the whole island of Montreal listening on a Monday night. But it's going to be happening very soon. So we're going to have crazy episodes when I come back. I'll be giving you guys the dates exactly as to when am I going to be making my little disappearance from the airways. But, you know, a girl just needs a break. And I have my personal things to work on. You girls know I'm a performance artist. And who knows? I might be performing as something Karike be putting on.
Yes.
Look at me putting it out there. But as we're closing the show, Karike, I'm giving you the honor. If there's one song from all of your music that you want to play, which one should it be? Last.
Right now?
Yeah.
Amnesia.
Amnesia. All right. Let's go for Amnesia. So everybody, it was Karike Miss Chris at CK motherfucking UT. If I can get to find it, give me one sec. There we go.
I'm the ruler of the kingdom, the rap I do it. Bad valley me long. I wanna run right now. Can you show me real love? I don't know how. I don't like the distance, but love me from a distance. Little mama listen, everything feel different. No more tradition. Baby girl connect, yeah. I'm doing alright, yeah. I'm doing alright, yeah. Baby come connect, yeah. Been over, me loca, me lova. Been over.
UT 90.3 FM, Montreal.
You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal.
Bonjour, ici Sylvie Paquette. Vous écoutez Nathalie Di Palma sur CKUT 90.3 FM.
Bonsoir, c'est avec un immense plaisir que nous recevons l'auteure-compositrice-interprète Sylvie Paquette, avec qui j'ai le bonheur de partager une amitié sincère et précieuse depuis plus de 25 ans. J'ai énormément d'admiration pour son talent et sa détermination, certes, mais aussi pour ses qualités humaines, sa grandeur d'âme et son cœur immense. Pour celles qui ne la connaissent pas, je vais prendre le temps de vous la présenter. Sylvie Paquette est présente depuis près de 30 ans sur la scène musicale québécoise. Si elle semble plutôt discrète, ses disques comme ses spectacles ont toujours été hautement salués par la critique. Depuis Soul Propos, ce premier album lancé en 1993, elle n'a jamais cessé de mener une quête artistique sans compromis,